We're continuing from where we left off last week. We're in the middle of a chapter. Possibly tonight we'll be able to finish this chapter. We're in the middle of Torah Ayin Aleph in Likutei Moran Tanina. In our Likutei Morans, it's page 75, the right-hand column, the second paragraph on the page. We'll give a short review of what we had till now. Rabbi Nizal on this chapter was discussing a concept of Moichen of Eretz Yisrael and Moichen of Chutz Loretz. A concept of a wisdom of the land of Israel and a wisdom outside the land of Israel, and that there are two very different levels. And Rabbi Nizal said, the fact is that even people living outside the land of Eretz Yisrael, there's no question at all that they still draw their wisdom and sechel from Eretz Yisrael. The question is, how does such an entity come about, something that's called Moichen of Chutz Loretz? Rabbi Nizal explained that when there is a disrespect shown to Hashem, when there is a pigam in the kavod of Hashem, that's what causes these moichen of chutz laretz to be created. And Rabbi Nizal said that one of the distinctions, one of the differences between this sechel of Eretz Yisrael versus this moichen of chutz laretz is that when it comes to this wisdom of Eretz Yisrael, it's a type of wisdom where people are very cohesive. People work together. They're able to come to terms very easily. They're able to see eye to eye on something. There's very little conflict, very little fighting, very little machloket. Whereas the wisdom of Chutz Loretz is a wisdom that's called chivlim. Constant argument, battle. This one says day, this one says night. This one says kosher, forbidden. Constant conflict and controversy. And Rabbi Nizal said, you should know that these Moichen of Chutz Loretz, they seek to correct themselves, to fix themselves up. And when is it possible for them to get fixed? It's only when the Noyam Ho'elyon is flowing. There is a term that's used in the Sifrei Kabbalah and other Sforim HaKadoshim of a certain heavenly pleasantness. That when this heavenly pleasantness or sweetness flows, that's when these Moichen of Chutz Loretz have the opportunity to be able to get fixed, to be able to get corrected. That was a statement that Rabbi Nizal made. Rabbi Nizal said, when does this Noyam Ho'elyon flow? Whenever there is a revelation of the Kovod of Hashem. When the honor of Hashem is revealed, that's when this Noyam Ho'elyon begins to flow, and that's when there exists an opportunity for these Moichen of Chutz Loretz to get fixed up, to get corrected. Then Rabbi Nizal went on to explain the purpose for Hashem creating the world. The fact that there is a Pasuk in Yeshaya HaNavi, where Hashem says very clearly that if you want to know the purpose, the reason for which I created everything that you see here, it is lichvoidi, for my honor, for my kavod. And therefore, Rabbi Nizal explains, we know that the Gemara tells us that when Hashem did create the world, it was created through 10 statements. Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu uberuach piv kol tzavam. The Pasuk says that through the word of Hashem, heavens were created, and with the breath of the mouth of Hashem, all the angels, all the armies of heaven were created. The Torah enumerates 10 statements that Hashem made. These are called the Asoro Ma'amorois, 10 statements of creation. Rabbi Nizal says, let's put these two things together. The purpose of creation was kavod. There were 10 statements of creation. Each one of these 10 statements corresponds to a different one of 10 major areas of the respect for Hashem, of kavod for Hashem. And each one of these statements corresponds to a certain aspect of the kavod of Hashem, respect for Hashem, to which is corresponding a certain section of the creation, of the whole creation that took place. Rabbi Nizal says that therefore, when a Jew is zeicha to see within himself a revelation of kavod, when a Jew is shown any type of respect in any way, whether it be a parent that's being given respect by his children, or a boss, an owner of a corporation, being shown respect by his workers, or whether it be any type of leader that's being given a certain degree of respect, Rabbi Nizal says the person has to be able to determine from which one of these 10 statements of creation that respect is coming from. And the person has to be able to connect the respect that's being shown to him to the origin, to its origin in the creation of the world. Rabbeinu Zal says, however, obviously not every person is on a level to be able to do this. Not every person is on a level to be able to know these 10 statements of creation and what exactly they represent, and the respect that's being shown to be now, exactly what does it correspond to in the creation of the world. Rabbeinu Zal says there are certain select tzaddikim that they are known as those that are privileged to be present within the throne room of Hashem, within the palace of Hashem. They're the closest ones to Hashem. They actually live in the palace, kaviyochel. These tzaddikim, they're zecha, that when a person shows them any type of respect, they don't take that respect to themselves, but rather they shift it. They sidestep it and they pass it on immediately to Hashem. And they know this whole connection between the respect that's being shown to them and exactly how it corresponds to the kavod for which Hashem created the world, and how it corresponds to each and every one of the individual statements that were involved in Hashem's creating the world. This is pretty much a resume of where we left off till now. Now we're going to continue. Rabbeinu Zal says, "V'zeh b'chinas v'asher koyach bohem la'amoid b'eichal ha'melech." This is what's meant when the pasuk says in Daniel, "Those that have the strength, the power, to be able to stay within the palace of Hashem." Rabbeinu Zal says, "Koyach." This word koyach, which means power and strength, "zeh b'chinas chof ches asfon d'maisa bereishis." This refers to the 28 letters of creation, as is brought in the Tikkuni Zohar, that if a Jew looks, we know that any person, any architect, any builder, any person that's capable of creating in any way, putting together a store, putting together a factory, the attitude of the person is, I built this with my own two hands. We know that the organs of the body that are associated with building, with creativity, with creation, are the hands. The yodayim, the Gemara says, yodayim askonios hand. The yodayim, the hands, are the busiest part of the human body. Just about anything a person wants to take or give is usually done with the hands. How often do you use your foot to transmit something to somebody else? Most of the give and take in the world is done with the hands. In the hands in Hebrew are called yodayim. Yodayim means hands. Each individual hand is called yad. Why? How do we get the word yad? The Sifrei Kabbalah explain, because obviously the most important part of the hand is from the wrist down. That's the part, again, that plays the most significant part in a person's actions. You'll observe that there are exactly 14 sections within that main part of the hand. Each one of the fingers, the pinky, has three sections. The next finger next to it, another three, another three, another three. The thumb has two. 3, 6, 9, 12, 13, 14. These are called the Yud Dalid Pirkin, the Yad. The 14 parts of the hand, basic parts. Two hands together have 28 parts. These are called the Chofches Pirkin Diodayim, the 28 sections of the hands, main sections of the hands. The Torah says that why did Hashem begin the Torah? The first Rashi in Chumash quotes a Medrash, where the Medrash says, we know that the Torah is supposed to be Hashem's instructions to mankind. What you should do, what you shouldn't do. If that's the case, it would seem most logical that the Torah should have started off bang, from the beginning. Statement number one, do this. Statement number two, do that. Statement number three, don't do this. Why does the Torah begin with a story? In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. That belongs in some other book. The Torah is supposed to be the commandments of Hashem. How is this connected? So the Medrash answers that because one of the most significant facts in this world is the fact that Hashem wanted the land of Israel to belong to the Jewish people, whereas in fact Hashem set things up in such a way that originally The land of Israel was not in their hands, but it was in the hands of seven nations of the world, these seven nations. Therefore, Hashem had to write up front, right in the beginning of this whole document, I want to put it clearly on paper, that who made all of this? I made all of this, Hashem said. Everything you see here is mine. Koyach ma'asov higid li'amoy. Hashem notified his nation that he's the one who made all of this. If I'm the one that made all of this, I'm the one who has the right to give it over to whomever I want for whatever length of time I want, and at whatever which point I decide to take it away from him and give it to him, or vice versa, that's my prerogative, because I'm the boss. I made all of this. I created everything here. This is why Hashem wrote this opening statement of the Torah. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, you'll observe, that in the first sentence of the Chumash, there are exactly 28 letters. Bereshis, Bora, Elikim, Es, Hashemayim, Vies, Oretz. In the beginning, Hashem created heaven and earth. Exactly 28 letters. These 28 letters are called the 28 letters of creation. Although there were actually 10 statements that continue in other sentences past that, the fact is that that first sentence summarizes the whole creation. The fact that Hashem made all of this from the beginning, period. That's this koyach mas of higid li'amoy, the power of Hashem, koyach yodov, the power of his hands, the power of his actions, all notified up front in that first sentence. Just like any craftsman who creates with his hands, the hands of Hashem are revealed in that first sentence of the Torah. So Rabbi Nazal says now, Vasher koyach boem lamoid beichal melech, the Pasuk says that these tzaddikim have the power, the strength, to stay in the palace of Hashem. This word koyach refers to the 28 letters of creation. These 28 letters are a synopsis, are a summary, are a koilel of all 10 statements of creation, just as we mentioned many times, that Bereshis is one of the Asura Mamorois. Which one is it? It's Maimar HaKoilel. It's the Keser, the crown, which includes, which contains within itself the whole package, everything. Hainu she'elu she'hem behechlo d'malko, these tzaddikim who are on such a high level that they're considered to be in the palace of the king, hein megalin u'meirin kofches asvon hanal al yidei hakovoy kanal. They actually reveal and shine a light into these 28 letters of creation. Through their act, whenever any respect is being shown to them, by the fact that they TO it to Hashem, they pass it on to Hashem, they don't take any of it to themselves, right away they pass it on to Hashem, that gives support to these 28 letters of creation. V'zehu v'asher koyach bohem la'amoid. This is why the Pasuk says, v'asher koyach bohem la'amoid. They have the power, bohem la'amoid koyach. They have the power to give an upstanding strength to Koyach, to these 28 letters. Rabbi Nizal says, Lefi pshutoi shel mikra, according to the simple translation of the pasuk, Hainu koyach mamish, this takes a certain strength, a certain power. Ki bevadai tzorech sheyi alehem koyach ugvura lamoid bozeh. It certainly takes a strength of character for a person to be on such a level, sheyizku lihiyo ispehech ledamalka, to be worthy of being one of those closest to Hashem, one of those who's privileged to stay in the palace of Hashem full time, asher shom hakovoid hu kulo yomer, that there the respect is completely plugged in to the 10 statements of creation. There, any person that's receiving any respect, he's not using it for himself in any way. There's no personal use being made of it. It's being transferred immediately back to its origin, which is these 10 statements of creation. Bechinas chof chesas von the Maisa Bereshis Kanal. Meaning, it goes back to the 10 statements, which goes back to that first statement, which consists of these 28 letters. So that we have this concept, just like when we talk about the Keser of Hashem, the crown of Hashem. The Keser begins with the letter Chof. Chof in Hebrew is 20. The Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that this letter Chof which is the symbol of the Keser, the crown of Hashem, this letter Chof teaches us the concept of what's supposed to be accomplished with this light of Keser. Keser represents the beginning, the origin of the light of Hashem. That light is supposed to be able to travel down 10 steps all the way to the ground floor, to the basement, which is where we are. This lowly world that we're in is considered to be way, way down on bottom. And then that's not enough. It's not enough that the light should just go down. The main accomplishment is that it should go down and bounce back up to its origin. That's the way this light travels, down, back and forth, just like Lahavdil, electricity. The whole concept of light is beams going back and forth, molecules shooting back and forth. So too, Kaviyochel Beruchnius, the light of Hashem is expected to start from a very high place, reach all the way down, and then come back up. Going down 10 levels and having to go back up 10 levels is a total of 20 levels. Esrim, which is 20, Esrim is Bigimatria Keser. The word Esrim is Bigimatria Keser, showing that this is the main function of this light of Keser, the crown, to be able to travel down 10 levels and then come back up to its origin. This concept of Hashem making this whole world for His Kavod, and in order to do that, making 10 statements of creation that are filled with the Kavod of Hashem, and everything that Hashem made, all the trees and birds and animals and skyscrapers and all the fantastic technology and everything, it's all a revelation of the greatness of Hashem. And our purpose is to see to it to return that to Hashem. By us taking a look at the marvels of creation, we see a fabulous building or a fabulous diamond, and we say, wow, Hashem is so great that He created a world. This is just one item in the world of Hashem, and it's got such beauty. Imagine how great Hashem is. This is all part of returning this kavod that's found within all of creation, to return it back to Hashem. Rabbi Nazal says now for the punchline. The ikar hakavod shel Hashem yisborach nizgale rak al yedei ha'adam. Rabbi Nazal says you should know, in the world, there's a lot of different things. There's animals, trees, birds, buildings, rivers, oceans. Hashem, nisgale rak al yedei ha'adam, is revealed, is brought out only through man, through human beings, through Jews. Ki ha'adam hu tachlis kol hanivroim. Adam, mankind, was the tachlis, the main purpose of all of creation, was for the sake of man. That's why the Gemara tells us, why is it that when Hashem created the world, what was the last item to be created? Adam Arishon, mankind. Why? Because Hashem wanted to show, you want to know what the purpose of creation was? Man. How am I going to show it to you? Watch. First, we're going to prepare everything else, and when everything is ready, that's when we're going to put the man in there. To show that everything, the second he's created, he opens his eyes, he sees everything around him, he knows all of that was made for him. Everything in creation was made to serve mankind, to be able to assist Adam, a human being, in serving Hashem. Ki Adam utachlis kol hanivroim, ki ikar habriyo hoiso bishvil Adam. The main creation was because of man. Now, in some Likutei Morans, in ours it doesn't have it, in other Likutei Morans, there's a footnote here that points you to a Gemara in Brachas, Davov Amid Beis, where the Gemara over there quotes a pasuk, Soif Dovor, Hakoil Nishma, Esu Elikim Yirei, Ki Zeh Kol Ha'odom. That the bottom line, this is Shlomo HaMelech speaking in Koheles, you want to know what the bottom line of the whole creation? Esu Elikim Yirei, that a person should be zeche to have fear of Hashem, Ki zehu kol ha'odom. That's the whole purpose of mankind, was for a person to achieve true fear and respect for Hashem. The Gemara there lists three or four opinions in interpreting that pasuk. One of the opinions are, ki zehu kol, you want to know what everything is? Everything in this world was created for? Ha'odom, for man. The Gemara makes this statement very clearly, that you should know everything in creation was definitely created for mankind. So if anybody wants to make a career out of fighting for the ASPCA, looking out for the welfare of dogs, or camels, or trees, he's missing the point. Because Hashem, the one who created everything and understands the different levels in this world, what's most important, what's least important, Hashem said, I want you to know, in everything that I created, unquestionably the most important item, the item that could benefit Hashem the most, that could give Hashem the most kavod, is certainly unquestionably man. Ki ikra hisgalus kavodo yisporach hu al yedei hodom. The main revelation of the kavod of Hashem is only through man. V'al kein, and therefore, al yedei ha-hoylodo, when a human birth takes place, when a human child is born, kishinoy lodin v'nisrabin bnei odom b'yoser, when human beings multiply and increase, al yedei ze nizgale kavodoy b'yoser, that brings about the greatest revelation of respect for Hashem, of honor to Hashem. Ki ikr hisgalus hakovoid al yedei bnei odom. Because the main revelation of the honor of Hashem in this world is only through man. And this is a fact that we have to know, that any person, any Jew that's zeicha, that's privileged to get married and to produce children, to bring a child into this world, that act of bringing a child into this world represents a tremendous revelation of the kavod of Hashem. Now note, this is obviously if the child is going to be raised to know about Hashem, to respect Hashem, because it means until this child was born, there were 13 million, Hashem was a king over 13 million. This child is born now, Hashem becomes a bigger king. Now he's a king over 13 million and one. That makes him that much bigger, literally. And we find this is why the Arizal says, for example, that when Chas v'Shalom, a person passes away, when a Jew dies, what's the prayer that we say at that time? We say the Kaddish. What are the opening words of the Kaddish? Yiskadal v'yiskadash shemei rabo. May the holy name of Hashem be heightened, be increased. What does that have to do with a Jew passing away? The answer is, the name is the kavod. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusay. The name of a person is the whole respect of a... We talk about this guy's got a good name in the community, it means he's respected. That's the word, very simple, that's the way we say it. Therefore, when a Jew passes away, we literally consider it that the honor of Hashem has become diminished, decreased. It's gone down a level. Hashem has become kaviyochel, a drop smaller. Therefore, the first prayer that we say acknowledging that is, we ask, may the honor of Hashem be restored, put back to where it was before this person left, before this person passed away. That's the basic kavon in this tefillah of Yiskadal v'Yiskadash Shmei Rabo. That the crown of Hashem, the honor, the Arizal says the word Yiskadal is Tagi Dal. Tagi means the crown. That the crown of Hashem has become lessened. Dal means to subtract, to become diminished, decreased. We ask for this crown of Hashem to be restored back to its original place. Now Rabbi Nizal says, Vida, and you should know, Ki Moichin Shel Eretz Yisrael Heim Bechinas Noyam. The wisdom and seichel of Eretz Yisrael is called Noyam. Noyam means pleasant. Noyam means sweet. Noyam is also Al Pi Kabbalah. The word Noyam is one of the nicknames for the sphere of Bina. Because we know that the name of Hashem that's associated with Bina is the name of Hashem Ekyeh. Ekyeh is Bina, and one of the forms of Hashem's name Ekyeh, when it's written out in its full form, Aleph, Aleph Lamed Pei, Hey, Hey Yud, and so on and so forth, is Bigimatria exactly 151. The word Noyam with the Kolel is 70, 51, 20, and 40 is 160. There's another Miluy of Ekyeh, which is 161. There are three Miluyim of Ekyeh. 161, there are three forms that it could be spelled, depending on whether you spell the hey, hey Aleph, or hey hey, or hey Yud. There are three gematriois that could be formed. One is 143, One is 151. The highest is 161. In Esak Shamayim Shamata. This 161 is bigimatria, the word noyam, with the koilel. And therefore, for example, the Zohar HaKadosh refers to this many, many times. We have the story of Rus and Naomi in Megillas Rus. Rus is the one from whom came forth the kingdom of Bnei Israel. David HaMelech, King David, came from Rus. She represents the Malchus, the lower Shechina. Naomi represents Noyam, that's Bina, that's the upper Shechina. That's why the Pasuk says in Rus, Vatelachno Shtehen Yachtov, the two Hays, Shtehen, the Zohar HaKadosh says, is Shtehen, two Hays travel together. Rus and Naomi represent the two Hays of Hashem's name Yudke Vavke. Rus represents the last Hay, which is the Malchus. Naomi represents the first Hay of Yudke Vavke, which represents Bina. But for now, in this chapter, Rabbeinu Zal is referring to the word Noyam as the Seichel of Eretz Yisrael, Umeichen shel Chutz Laretz hein bechinas Chayvlim, whereas the wisdom of Chutz Laretz is called the concept of Chayvlim. Kemoy Shekosu, as the Pasuk says in Zechariah Novi, it says that Zechariah Novi saw a vision where he saw two sticks. And the Pasuk says, Le'echod korosi Noyam, u'le'echod korosi Chayvlim. Each one of these sticks, I gave them a name. One stick I called Noyam, the other stick I called Chayvlim. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Noyam Elu Talmid Chachomim Sheberetz Yisrael. The Noyam represents the rabbis of the land of Israel. Sheman Imim Zelo Zebahalocha. They are very pleasant to each other. They are very submissive to each other when it comes to halacha. When it comes to learning what the right thing is to do, there's very little argument, there's very little fighting. They're very peaceful, they're very submissive to each other. Chayvlim, chayvel b'chaveiroi means a person who gets into a fight with his friend. Chayvlim, elu talmidei chachamim shebechutz laretz. That refers to the rabbis of chutz laretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Shechayvlim ze lo ze b'halocha. They constantly battle it out. There's constant arguments in trying to determine what the halocha is. Rabbeinu Zal says, v'ikar ha'hoylodo hu'alidei b'chinas noyam hu'elyoin. Rabbeinu Zal says you should know that when a birth takes place, in order for the birth to take place, it originates in this Noyam Ho'elyoin, in this heavenly pleasantness. Ki mi Noyam Ho'elyoin nis'oirin shalhuven derechimusa. We know that in order for a child to be born, there has to be a love between the husband and wife. There has to be an ahavo. That ahavo has to create a warmth between them, a warm feeling, and that results in a child being born. Literally, there's a whole physical process that's involved, but basically, two very significant ingredients that we know are needed are this noyam, this pleasantness, and a shalhuven derechimusa, a fire of love between them. Shalhuven means fire, a flame, a fire. Rechimusa is ahavo. Rabbeinu Zal says, the Zohar HaKadosh says, where does this shalhuven derechimusa originate? It originates from noyam, from bina. That's the origin of where this ahavo comes from in order to be able to bring about a birth. How do we see this? Asher al yodom bo ha-haylada. That's how a birth comes about. Note, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh writes in his Sforim that just as in order for there to be a physical bond between husband and wife, the only way it could be done is through a hislavus, through a warmth that passes between them. So too, Baruchnius, the Baal Shem Tov said, if a Jew wants his religiousness, his mitzvahs, to be able to create, to actually produce something, it can only come about when the mitzvah is done with a warmth, with a fire, with a hislavus. That's the only way that it could be done. Rabbeinu Zal says, Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says, King David said to Yohanason, the son of Shaul HaMelech, he said to him, Noam tolima oid, you are very pleasant to me, you are very sweet to me. Niflesa avos choli me avas noshim. the love that I feel towards you is even greater than the type of love from a man towards a woman. So Rabbein Azal says, note the connection here, Na'amtali Niflesi Avos Chame'avas Noshim, that this Avas Noshim draws its origin from this Na'amtali, from this Noyam Ho'elyon. Sha'al Yedei Noyam Ho'elyon Mis'oirer Ho'ava. It's from this Noyam Ho'elyon that there is aroused this love, B'chinas Shalhuvan Derechimusa, this fire of love, Sha'al Yodom Ha'hoilodo. That's how a birth comes about. So note, Rabbein Azal is connecting certain items in this Torah. He spoke about Moichan of Eretz Yisrael, Moichan of Chutz Laretz. Moichan of Eretz Yisrael is Noyam. Rabbein Azal said that when there is a disrespect to Hashem, it causes a defect in the Moichan, whereby there is created these Moichan of Chutz Laretz, and the tikkun for it is through a Hizgalas HaKovoid. The greatest Hizgalas HaKavod comes from man, from Adam. The greatest Hizgalas HaKavod comes when a new man is created, when a new child is born. Rabbein Azal says, where does that power of childbirth originate from? From Noyam. It originates in order for a couple to give birth, they have to draw this Shalhuv and the Rechimusa from Noyam, from Bina. Rabbein Azal says now, the Noyam Ho'elyoin Shoifea Tomid. This heavenly pleasantness, this heavenly sweetness is always there. It's always flowing. Aval tzrichin keli lekabel al yodoi shefa noyam ho'elyon. You picture a generator that never stops. Con Edison never shuts down. Question is then, how is it that you walk into a room in the house and the light and it's dark? The answer is very simple. You haven't flicked the switch. You haven't made the connection between that room in the house and Con Ed's generators. Doesn't mean that a generator in Con Edison is shut down. There, the energy is flowing on a constant basis. It's if you plug in your pipe to be able to receive from it, then you're receiving. If not, it's still there. Rabbein Azal says, so too, lahavdil, with this Noyam Ho'elyon. This Noyam Ho'elyon is always there and it's always flowing. You have to create a keli, a vessel, into which to receive it. V'dar, Rabbein Azal says, you should know, shal yedei tzedoko nasa ha-keli lekabel al yodo minoyam ho'elyon shalhuv nerechimusa. You should know that charity is what creates a vessel through which the person can receive from this Noyam Ho'elyon, this fire of love, this Shalhuv Nerechimusa. Why? Rabbein Azal explains, Ki tzedoko hi nedivu slave. We know that charity, giving tzedoko, represents a generosity from the heart. That's the term that's used in the Chumash, nediv lev. A person that's charitable is called a nediv lev, a guy that's got a good heart. Even in English, it's the same expression that's used. You talk about a good-hearted person, you're talking about a guy that gives dollars. What does dollars have to do with the heart? What do you mean? He prints the money in his heart? And yet, there is this association. Why? Rabbein Azal says, Ki tzedoko hi nedivu slave. Tzedoka is a concept of a graciousness from the heart. Kemo Shekosov, as the Pasuk says, Me'eis kol ish asher yidvenu liboi tikhu es trumosi. From each and every single person who will have a goodness, a generosity in his heart, you should take his charity. Unedivu slave, this generosity in the heart, hainu shen niftach v'nisnadev halev. This means that that person has opened up his heart. Vaideze niftochin shvilin delipo. The heart opening up means that those pipes that are connected to the heart start flowing. If the heart's closed up, we picture whatever's supposed to flow from it can't flow. The minute the passages open up, then whatever's supposed to flow from the heart flows. Rabbein Azal says, V'nasin keli lekabel shalhuven derechimusa shenem shochem inoyam o'elyon anal. When the heart is opened up, then this warmth that comes from the heart is something that's pumping constantly. The heart is what generates the warmth in the body. Rabbein Azal says, then these shalhuv nerechimusa that come from the noyam ho'elyoin can begin to flow. Maven, there are many psukim in the Chumash. Ulevavoy yavin v'shov arofaloy. There are many psukim to show that the heart represents bina. So Rabbein Azal says that if a person wants to draw from this noyam ho'elyoin, which is Bina, The way to do it is through tztoka, which is called a nedivu slave. Tztoka means an opening of the heart. The heart opens up, there's a flow of this noyam o'elyon, and there's a keli into which to receive it. Rabbi Nazal says now, v'yesh tztoka shel Eretz Yisrael, v'yesh tztoka shel chutz laretz. There are two levels of charity. A person giving charity to causes and institutions in Eretz Yisrael versus giving charity to chutz laretz, outside of Eretz Yisrael. V'ikar hu atztoka shel Eretz Yisrael. We know that the Shulchan Aruch writes that there's no question at all that the charity of Eretz Yisrael is considered superior. It's a higher level. She'al yodo nase keli lekabel minoyam ho'elyon kanal. Because it's specifically through the tztoka of Eretz Yisrael that there is created a keli to receive from this noyam ho'elyon, which is again found only in Eretz Yisrael, specifically in Eretz Yisrael. Shalidezeh ha'hoylodo kanal. That's what affects childbirth. That's what affects bringing children into the world. Vezeh bechinas. This is why the pasuk says noishaya zaru lochem letztoka. Zaru lochem letztoka means plant for charity. Zaru also means children. Zera means children. Ki ikar ha'hoylodo al yedei tztoka. Because the main concept of giving birth is only through tztoka. Vezeh bechinas. Rabbi Nazal says this is why the pasuk says Eile toildois Yaakov Yosef. These are the children of Yaakov Yosef. Yosef was the child of Yaakov Avinu. Rabbi Nazal says, Hainu she'ikar ha'hoylodo al yedei Yaakov Yosef. The main power to give birth. Eile toildois. You want to know where the power of hoylodo comes from? It comes from two items, Yaakov and Yosef. What do they represent? Rabbi Nazal says, Ki Yaakov hu bechinas tztoka. Yaakov Avinu represents the concept of charity. Kemo shekosav, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Mishpot utzedoko biyaakov. Utzedoko biyaakov. Charity is Yaakov Avinu. Ato siso. The pasuk says, Hashem has done Mishpot and tztoka with Yaakov Avinu. V'ikar ha'hoylodo al yedei tztoka kanal. And as we said earlier, the main power to give birth is through tzedoko. Shehiya keli lekabel hashpoas noyam elin kanal. Charity is the vessel, a person putting out his cup to be able to receive this heavenly sweetness, which is what's needed to arouse this shalhuvan the rechimusa that results in a birth. V'yosef hu bechinas noyam. Yosef HaTzadik represents this heavenly pleasantness and sweetness, kemoishemavur lekamon, as will be explained later. On the next page, we're going to show how Yosef HaTzadik represents this noyam ho'elyon. So therefore, eile toildos, you want to know where the power of leida, the power of hoylada, birth, comes from? It comes from Yaakov, which is tztoka, and it comes from Yosef, which is the noyam ho'elyon. Tztoka is what plugs the person into this noyam ho'elyon, which arouses these shalhuvan the rechimusa, which is what's needed in order for there to be a hoylada. Now Rabbi Nazal says, "Vayidei ha'hoylodo, and through a birth, dahainu shenoylod in v'nisrab mnei adam, where human beings become increased in the world, they become more people in the world. Aydezen is galik kavoyde yisporach biyoser kanal. That heightens the kavoyd of Hashem more so than anything else. And this is obviously why this is the first commandment in the Torah." Person would want to know, why did Hashem pick this item to be mentioned first in the Torah? The answer is obvious. Because the whole purpose of creation was the kavod of Hashem, the first item Hashem presented was the thing that would make the greatest kavod Hashem. You want to know what gives Hashem the greatest honor? Get married, have children. That will give Hashem the greatest kavod possible. Rabbi Nazal says, v'zeh b'chinas, this is what the pasuk says, kol zera Yaakov kabduhu. All the children of Jacob, of Yaakov Avinu, kabduhu, give honor to Hashem. Ki al yedei ha'hoylodo shenasai de b'chinas Yaakov, through bringing children into the world, which comes about through a concept of Yaakov, which is shu b'chinas tztoko kanal, which is tzedoko, al yedei ze kabduhu. Ki al yedei ze nisrabe kevoyde yisporach kanal. That brings about a tremendous increase of respect, of honor to Hashem. Rabbi Nazal says now, ואזי כששויפי הנועם הועל יוין על ידי הכלי הנס, על ידי צדוק או בשביל ההילודו כנל, when this heavenly pleasantness flows, how does it flow? Through the vessel that was created, through the charity that the person gave in order to give birth, when this noyam hoelyon flows, v'gam b'chinas hanoyam hoelyon shuha moichin mekabel v'nishpa'oid melamala yoyser kiyodua, and we know that this noyam hoelyon, it also receives from a higher source. This noyam hoelyon isn't the top. It also has to receive from a source that's even above it. Azai, אלו המויכן של חוץ לארץ, שהם בחינס חויבלים, הם נויפלים גם כן באלו המויכן של ארץ ישראל, שהם בחינס נויים כדי לסתקן. Then what happens is, when this whole process is started, somebody flicks the switch, somebody gives tzedaka, and he gives it to Eretz Yisrael, and he gives it for the right reason, he gives it to create, to bring children into the world, and that causes a flow of this Noyam Ho'elyon, and this Noyam Ho'elyon is receiving from where it's receiving, then what happens is, that these Moichen of Chutz Loretz jump in also, they dive into the picture also, because they're looking to get help. They're looking to get fixed, to get what they need. So Rabbein Azal says, those Moichen of Chutz Loretz fall into the Moichen of Eretz Yisrael, Kedei lehistaken, in order for them to get fixed. If we could picture the Moichen of Eretz Yisrael as a swimming pool, Lahavdil, you picture these Moichen of Chutz Loretz diving in, when they see that this whole thing is starting to flow, all of this activity is taking place, somebody's giving charity, which is causing Hoylodo, which is causing a flow of this Noyam Ho'elyon, which is what's needed to heighten the Kavod of Hashem tremendously, which is what's needed to fix these Moichen of Chutz Loretz, which their whole problem was that there was a disrespect Hashem, that's when they come to get help. That's the best opportunity, the best time for these Moichen of Chutz Loretz to get fixed. The whole problem of these Moichen of Chutz Loretz was through a deficiency in Kavod. That's what prevents them from drawing from the Moichen of Eretz Yisrael. And as we said earlier, when there is this pigam in kavod, when there is a deficiency of respect to Hashem, then there becomes this item called Moichen of Chutz Loretz. V'zehu kilkulam kanal. This is their problem. This is their whole defect. V'zeh bechinas. This is what the pasuk says in Mishlei. Boz ledovor yechabel loy. The literal translation of this pasuk is Boz Ladovar, a person who insults a Dvar Torah, a person who insults words of Torah, Yechabel Loi, he's only hurting himself. He's embarrassing himself. Rabbein Azal says, Boz Ladovar, Hainu Bizyoinois, this means Boz, embarrassment or shame, Hepech HaKovoid, which is the opposite of honor and respect, Aideze Yechabel Loi. Hainu Moichen Shel Chutz Loretz. That causes Yechabel. That causes Choyvlim to be created, which is this Moichen of Chutz Loretz. Shem Bechinas Choyvlim. Kalidei Pegam HaKovoid Nishorin HaMoichen Bechinas Choyvlim. Through the opposite of respect, which is shame, which is embarrassment, that's what causes these Moichen of Chutz Loretz, these Choyvlim. Nimtza, therefore we see, Sheikr Kilkul Hamoichen Shel Chutz Loretz Hu Al Yidei Pigam HaKovoid, that the main problem and the main spoilage of these Moichen of Chutz Loretz is a deficiency, a defectiveness in the Kovoid. V'al Kein, and therefore, Be'ez Sheshoifei HaNoyam Ho'elyon, when this Noyam Ho'elyon is flowing, Al Yidei HaKeli Shel Tzedakah, through the vessel of charity, Bishvil Hoylodo, for the right reason, for the purpose of Hoylodo, Shaydei Zeh Naseh Hizgalus HaKovoid Kanal, we said that that brings about a tremendous revelation of the honor of Hashem, of the Kovod of Hashem, Oz Huzman Tikunam Shel HaMoichen Shel Chutz Loretz. That's the moment, that's the best time for these Moichen of Chutz Loretz to get corrected, to get fixed up. Once there has been aroused a revelation of the Kavod of Hashem, that's what allows these Moichan of Chutz Laretz to get their tikkun. When this noyam hoelyon is flowing for the benefit, for the purpose of hoylodo, oz boin hamoichin shel chutz laretz, then these moichin of chutz laretz come b'chinas chayvlim, they are chayvlim, v'noiflin b'moichin shel Eretz Yisrael, and they fall inside of the Moichan of Eretz Yisrael, Shem Bechinas Noyam, which are this concept of Noyam. Why? Kedei lehistakin al yidezeh. Why do they jump in? They jump in order to get what they need, in order to get fixed up. Vizeh, this is what's meant in the Pasuk in Tehillim, where the Pasuk says, Chavolim naflu li bane'imim. David HaMelech says, the literal translation of this pasuk is, Chavolim, my lot is that naflu li banimim, that I've fallen into sweet things, to good things. That David HaMelech thanks Hashem for the fact that he is zeicha, that his lot is to be a religious Jew, to serve Hashem, to know about the Torah and everything. Rabbein Azal says, Chavolim naflu li banimim. Chavolim haynu amoichin shel chutz laretz. Chavolim is one of the nicknames of these moichin of chutz laretz. Sheim b'chinas chayvlim. Heim noiflim b'ne'imim. They fall into the ne'imim. Haynu b'moichin shel Eretz Yisrael, sheim b'chinas noyam kanal. These moichin of Eretz Yisrael that are called noyam, excuse me, kedei lehistakin al yidei zeh kanal. Why do they fall inside of them? In order to get their tikkun, in order to get fixed up. V'zehu, this is why the pasuk continues to say, af nachlas shofra oloi. My nachlas, the portion that Hashem has allotted to me, shofra oloi, is beautiful. Rabbein Azal says, Nachlas zebechinas Yaakov. The word nachlas, the term nachlas over there, that refers to Yaakov Avinu. Bechinas Yaakov chevel nachalosoi. There's a pasuk that says Yaakov Avinu is called the lot of the Jews, the area, the place of Klal Yisrael. So we see that the term nachlas refers to Yaakov Avinu. Bechinas tztoko. We said mishpot utztoko biYaakov. Shofro zebechinas Yosef. The word shofer, which means beauty, that refers to Yosef HaTzadik. Bechinas vayhi Yosef yifei toyar vifei mare. The pasuk says that Yosef HaTzadik was very handsome, very beautiful. Yifei toyar zebechinas yifei toyar nemar bedovid. This corresponds, the yifei toyar that's written by Yosef HaTzadik, corresponds to the yifei toyar that's written by David HaMelech. V'dorsh Razal, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that when the Pasuk says about King David that he was Ishtoyar, a man of beauty, what was his beauty? Shemare ponim b'halocha. That he knew how to say the halocha properly. By him there was no confusion, there was no befuddlement, nothing was mixed up, everything was smooth. Shemare ponim b'halocha, he shows a clear, smooth approach in halocha. Haynu bechinas moichin bechinas noyam shemarim b'halocha kanal. This shows that King David, this title of Ish Toyar, refers to one who is a concept of noyam. One who is a concept of noyam, which means halocha kamoisai. Haynu bechinas moichin bechinas noyam shemarim b'halocha. This concept of a lack of conflict where things are very smooth. Vayidei beiz bechinos elu, Yaakov v'Yosef, shem bechinas nachlas shofra, through these two concepts, the concept of Yaakov and the concept of Yosef, which is the concept of nachlas, Yaakov chevel nachalosoi, and shofra, which is Yosef. Yosef is yifei toyar, which is a concept of beauty. Shofer means beauty. Shufra means beauty. She'oz ha'chayvlim noiflim b'ne'imim kanal. That causes these chayvlim to fall into the ne'imim. V'zeh Yaakov chevel nachalosoi. Yaakov Avinu, chevel zebechinas chayvlim hakanal. Yaakov Avinu represents this, that chevel refers to the chayvlim. Shenistaknin al yidei bechinas Yaakov. They get their tikkun through Yaakov Avinu. Bechinas tzedaka. Yaakov Avinu, we said, represents tzedaka. Sha'al yodo ha'hailodo. Tzedaka is what brings about the hailodo, the birth. Sha'idezen istaklen ha'choivlim shehem ha'moichin shel chutzlaretz. Through this tzedaka, which sha'al yodo ha'hailodo, which brings about the hailodo, that causes a tikkun for these choivlim, which are the moichin of chutzlaretz. V'ze bechinas chevlei leido. This is why you'll note that this word chevel is also associated with giving birth. The pains, the suffering that a woman has when she gives birth are called chevlei leida. Rabbi Nizal says, Bechinas chevlim hanal. This refers to these chevlim, shenistaknin al yidei haleida kanal, which get their tikkun at the time of birth. Gam ze bechinas shofro kanal. Birth is also a concept of shofar. Now we're showing how hailodo is a concept of nach of chevel, and a concept of this shofar, of this noyam. Because when a woman gives birth, we know that there is the sac inside which the baby is born, and the afterbirth. Those two are called in the Gemara the Shapir, the Shilya. Rabbi Nizal says, Gam ze bechinas shofra, birth is also a concept of shofra, bechinas shapir v'shilya. This refers to the shapir is the sack and the shilya is the afterbirth, bechinas hoylodo v'kanal. This refers to the concept of hoylodo. Now note, interestingly, the whole concept of a child being born into the world, a baby being born, is a concept of a hoylodo of moichin, of seichel. Because when we say a human being doesn't give birth to a cat or to a mouse, a human being gives birth to a human being, what's different? What's the distinction in being a human being? A human being has seichel, a mind. The word Adam, the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us, is bigimatria three times yud kei. The Yud and Kei of Hashem's name represent the Moichin, the Sechel, Chochma and Bina, Keser Chochma Bina. Three times Yud Kei corresponds to the three parts of the brain. When an Adam is created, when a human being is created, it's bringing a new mind into the world, a new Sechel into the world. As such, when this is being done, Bikdusha, when this is being done the right way, the proper manner, this is being done through with Tikkun HaBris, with all the proper intentions in mind, that's one of these times when there is a major tikkun taking place for the Moichin. And Rabbi Nizal says that's part of the reason why a woman goes through this suffering at that time, when there's no battle, when things are smooth. That's this concept of this noyam, this neimim. When there is, in order for a woman to give birth, at the time that a woman is giving birth, that's when these chayvlim are coming around. They're trying to get their tikkun also, because they know that this is a time of a new moichin coming into the world, a whole new shef of sechel coming into the world. And that's part of the reason why there is this suffering specifically at that time. Rav Nosson Zal points out in Likutei Halachos, you'll note the fact that Hashem has placed it within the nature of a baby to cry a lot. Why is it that a baby, a child, for the first year or two or three that it's born, cries much, much, much more than after that, than after the baby's 3 years old? The answer is because it's during that initial period when the baby is born, that's the time when the brain power of the child, of the person, is being brought out into the open most. And we know the Pasuk says, Tza'akosenu yoidea ta'alumos, that in order for these moichin to be created, it necessitates a crying. It necessitates this fighting, this crying, literally, asking for this item. And Rav Nosson Zal says this is why sometimes a person sees a baby crying, it's not necessarily such a bad item. You don't assume that it's a terrible thing, that second the baby has to be shut up, because at that early age especially, if it weren't necessary for the child, Hashem wouldn't have put it within the nature of the child. This was placed into the nature of the child because there is a need. There's meichin being created at that time that can only be created through this crying that takes place at that time.
Could you mention a reason specifically what the connection of crying and the development of the meichin is?
Tzakoseinu yodea talumos. There's a pasuk that says that this tzaoko is what brings out into the open hidden things, talumos, things that were nesalim.
When it said Yaakov Yosef, why didn't it say Yaakov Yosef? Why didn't it say Yosef ben Yaakov?
That's the way Hashem wrote it in the Torah. Ela told us Yaakov Yosef. One of the reasons is to tell us that Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik were actually one. If I say Yosef ben Yaakov, then it's like they're two separate people. The Zohar HaKadosh tells us, the Gemara tells us, Yaakov Yosef kechodoch shivi, that Yaakov Avinu and Yosef HaTzadik are considered like one, literally one. The Gemara shows how the whole life of Yosef HaTzadik was a duplicate of the life of Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu left his father's home for so many years. Yosef HaTzadik left his father's home for so many years. The Gemara lists maybe 10 items that were an exact replica, where his life was an exact replica. Interestingly, if you'll take a look at the words Yaakov and Yosef, Yaakov is Bigimatria 7 times Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yosef is Bigimatria 6 times Yud Kei Vav Kei. 7 and 6 is 13, which is bigimatria, the word echod, one. Yaakov v'Yosef kechodoch shivi. Yaakov and Yosef are like one. Echod, this word one, aleph ches dalet, which is bigimatria 13, which refers to 13 times Hashem's name Yudkei Vavkei, which corresponds to the 13 levels of kindness, which corresponds to the Yud Gemal Yishatur and Reshis Pohem. That's all this concept of Yaakov and Yosef. They represent the summary. In fact, the Zohar HaKadosh says that in the Yud Gimel Midrash Rachmim, Hashem, Hashem, Kel, Rachum, V'chanon, Erech, Apayim, V'rav Chesed, V'emes. The seventh one is V'emes, which is Yaakov Avinu, Titein Emes LiYaakov. The remaining six represent Yosef HaTzadik. That Emes is a stop. That's up until there is Yaakov Avinu. The remaining six represent Yosef HaTzadik.
How do you know?
If possible, it's going to take us 3 minutes more, I think, to finish this Torah. And I want to be able to finish so that in the next year, we're going to take some practical in Likutei Halachos. Rav Nosson Zal uses this chapter on Likutei Moran to explain a few things that we do every day in religion. Very important things. 3 minutes, we'll finish, Mitzvah Shem. Rabbi Nazal says, Umach ma shehamoichin shel chutz laretz heim b'chinas choivlim. Shechoivlim ze lo ze bahalocha. Because these moichin of chutz laretz, which are called choivlim, because they constantly argue and battle in halocha, ki einam yechoilin lahashvos daiton yachan. They can't see eye to eye. They can't come to terms. Heim noiflim b'moichin shel eretz Yisrael. They fall inside of the moichin of eretz Yisrael. Sheim b'chinas noyam kedei listakin. Canal in order to get fixed up. Rabbi Nazal says, Alkain, therefore, lifa'omim, at times, kishepoigmim harbe chas v'shalom, when the disrespect to Hashem is large scale, it's big, then what happens is, azai einam yecholin lehistakin. What happens is, these moichin of chutz laretz that are coming to the moichin of Eretz Yisrael to receive their tikkun, not only can't the Moichan of Eretz Yisrael help them, but Adarabba, just the opposite. Gurman Pigam Gamla HaMoichan Shel Eretz Yisrael. The Moichan of Chutz Loretz mess up the Moichan of Eretz Yisrael. The Azai Gam HaMoichan Shel Eretz Yisrael Einam Yecholem LaHashvoy Satzmon. And then what happens is, the wisdom of Eretz Yisrael itself becomes confused, becomes uncoordinated, with can't see eye to eye, can't be together. Ki nifgemu chas v'shalom al yidei ha-moichin ha-pigumim shel chutz laretz shenoflu l'toichem kanal. Because these moichin of Eretz Yisrael now have become spoiled by these Moichen of Chutz Loretz that fell inside of them. V'zehu b'chinas ha-machlekes sheyesh b'Eretz Yisrael gam keim. Rabbi Nezal said, this is the concept when we see that there is conflict, there is machlekes in Eretz Yisrael, it's because of this reason. The machlekes doesn't originate from Eretz Yisrael. The machlekes originates from Chutz Loretz. And because there is this machlekes in Chutz Loretz, when these Moichen of Chutz Loretz come to the Moichen of Eretz Yisrael to get their tikkun, depending on how pogum they are, based on how big a pigam in kavoy there was, there are times when it messes up even the Moichen of Eretz Yisrael. Now Rabbi Nezal summarizes the whole thing by saying, Uklal hadvorim, a resume of this whole Torah is, Ki kol hanivroim v'kol ha-hoilodois, kulam heim rak b'shvil hiskalos kavoyde yisporach. All of creation and everything that's born is only for the kavod of Hashem, for the honor of Hashem. V'ikar ha-hoilodo al yidei hatstoka. The main power to give birth comes from charity. She'al yodo nase keli l'kabel minoyam o'elyoin. Charity is what creates a vessel by which the people can receive from this noyam ho'elyoin. Shaydeze nase ha'hoilodo. That's what brings a birth. Brings about a birth. Vaidezen is galav and is gadel kavoida yisporachanal. And that causes the honor of Hashem to be revealed and to be heightened. Vize oisiois truma. Rabbi Nezal says, we know that one of the words in the Torah that's used to mean a donation is called a truma. Rabbi Nezal says, the word truma heim seife tevois lachzois bin noyam. Heim seifei tevois lachzois bin noyam Hashem ulevaker beheholoi. The word truma is the last letters of these words, lachzois bin noyam Hashem, to be zeche, to get to see this sweetness of Hashem, this noyam, ulevaker beheholoi, and to visit within the heichal of Hashem, to be from those vasher koyach bem lamoid beheichal amelach that we spoke about earlier, those that are capable of giving all the kavoid, all the respect only to Hashem. Ki truma hainu tztoko. Truma means charity. Shehi nedivu slave, which is a generosity of the heart. Bechinas me'ez kolisha sheyidvenu liboy tikhu es trumosi. The pasuk says clearly, from any person who will be willing to open his heart, that's from whom you will receive this charity. Shal al yodo nase keli lekabel minoyam Hashem. This tzedoko creates a keli to receive the noyam Hashem. That brings about a revelation of kavod of Hashem. Shehu bechinasu veheicholoi kuloi oimer kavod. This concept that we said earlier, that within the heichal, within the throne room of Hashem, kuloi oimer kavod. The kavod is completely for the purpose of oimer, for the purpose of these asorim amorois, which were the basis of the creation of the whole world. This is why the connection between the word truma, which means charity, and this sentence in Tehillim, lachzeis b'noyim Hashem al-vakar b'echoloi, which means to receive from this noyim Hashem and to visit in the heichal. Again, al pi Kabbalah, this sentence, lachzeis b'noyim Hashem, refers to bina, the upper shechina, ulevaker b'echoloi, heichal, is Bigimatria Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which refers to the Malchus, the lower Shechina. David HaMelech, who symbolized the Malchus, was asking that there should be a Tikkun for the upper Shechina and the lower Shechina. Noyam, the Noyam, which is Bina, and Heichal, which is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Malchus. Rabbi Nezal says, V'zeh Bechinas Hashira. This is the concept of Hallel. The concept of Hallel that we have, sing Bechinas Ne'im Zemirois Yisroel. David HaMelech, who was the singer of the Jewish people, the one who made all the pizmonim, all the songs, the whole power of Negina, the Sefer Tehillim for Klal Yisroel, he was known as the Ne'im Zemirois Yisroel, this Noyam, and this is the concept of Shira. Rab Nosson Zal writes, V'loi gilo yoyser, Rabbi Nezal did not explain this. Rab Nachman Shigrin Zal, Neparpois L'chochma, gives a short explanation in saying that, note, one of the laws one of the laws of Hallel is, note we have two holidays coming up. The next two Jewish holidays coming up from today are Hanukkah and Purim. Hanukkah and Purim. On Hanukkah, we do say Hallel. On Purim, we don't say Hallel. Why? One of the most basic reasons given in the Gemara is because the miracle of Hallel took place in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, the Beis Hamikdash. They didn't have oil to light the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. The miracle of Purim took place in Poras Umodai, in Persia, outside of Eretz Yisrael. And the Gemara says, as a rule, we only say Hallel for miracles that take place in Eretz Yisrael, not miracles that take place outside of Eretz Yisrael. Note, Hallel, this Shira, is called Ne'im Zemiras Yisrael, the sweet song of the Jews. This Noyam is only in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is the place of this Noyam. There we have this Ne'im Zmiras Yisrael. There it's appropriate to say this Hallel, which is called Ne'im Zmiras Yisrael. Whereas for miracles that are outside of Eretz Yisrael, there this Noyam is lacking. This Ne'im Zmiras Yisrael is lacking. Rabbi Nezal says now, Ashrei hazoiche lahargish ne'imus ha-Torah. Fortunate, lucky is that person that gets to taste the true pleasantness, the true sweetness that's found in the Torah, ki yesh ne'imus ba-Torah. There is an unbelievable sweetness and pleasantness in the Torah. V'zehu ho'ikor, this is the main thing, lizkois lahargish ha-ne'imus sheyesh ba-Torah, to be zeche, to feel the sweetness that's found in the Torah. Rav Nosson Zal adds, Derocheho darchei noyam, v'chol nesivoiseho sholoim. Note, one of the sentences that's written about the Torah is, Derocheho darchei noyam, her paths are filled with sweetness, v'chol nesivoiseho sholoim, and all of her avenues and roads and streets are peace. In this sentence, we have summarized this whole chapter on Likutei Moran, that the Noyam is toluy in Sholoim. Noyam is man'im im zeh lazeh b'halacha, the whole concept of hoylada. A birth can only come about when there is Sholoim bayis, when the husband and wife are facing each other, when they're bi'achdus, not when there's a pirud between them. Sholoim is the opposite of pirud. Pirud means separation, machlekes. Everything that we said in this chapter is summarized in these words. Rebbe Zal mentioned that the Zohar HaKadosh says that the word Truma is actually a nickname of the Torah. The word Truma is actually Torah Mem, the Torah which was given in 40 days. The Torah which Moshe Rabbeinu received from Hashem in 40 days. In the Torah, which is Truma, which is Tzedakah, is found all of these powers that we discussed till now. Baruch Hashem, this Torah is to a certain degree abstract. In other words, it seems like, you know, all of this, like, what does this all mean? We come to the Likutei Halachos. First of all, if a person gives this some thought, reviews it, and reviews it again, you'll get to see that it does have a tremendous amount of meaning. And when you get to the Likutei Halachos, you'll see how he translates this, how he explains many, many laws that we have, actual everyday laws that we do in mitzvahs that are based on this chapter on the Likutei Moran. Baruch Hashem.